All right. How about Spore? When Ceres becomes Spore, it's a very bloody period. More so, I guess, than when he was Pope. Although, I think blood that occurred while he was Pope, I guess, occurred off camera. But what's that all about with Spore? Is that you? I guess you were writing that about the same time as you were talking about Muhammad and his reforms, or you know, the wars that Muhammad waged. Is there a parallel between those two?
Yeah, I wanted to make Cerebus also a student. That he just thinks he's being clever, and you know this would be a good way to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. But that was really my version in the Cerebus context of the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It's like let's have the rock actually break down the gates of hell and bring out a demon and go and kill everybody. You know, it's the next extrapolation that, you know, here's the promise that this rock will prevail, you know, against the... Well, one of the things that I didn't get to use, which I regretted somewhat, although it is kind of provocative, is that one of the, Yuhu is the rock to me. Like, anything that is of the earth is Yuhu. And at one point in Deuteronomy, I think it's Deuteronomy, where Moshe is to bring the tribes water, they're dying for water, and Yahweh God, Yuhu God, says to him, ask the rock to bring forth water, and I will provide water for all of the tribes. And Moshe comes out with his stick and goes, must I fetch you water from this rock? And hits it. And I pictured God cracking up and just pouring water out of this thing. And it's like, right after that, Yuhu decides Moshe's got to go. And that was so abhorrent that I told you to ask the rock to give you water. I didn't say to hit the rock with a stick. And I think Peter was God's way of trying to make it up later on. On this rock we'll build a church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Interesting.
Well, thank you. It's my soul that's in jeopardy. No, I think about that, you know, but I think that's the next phase that we're coming to, that because, and I completely agree with you on this, everybody makes their own decisions. Everyone reads whatever they want to read. Everyone decides. You know, if you want to believe that the American Indians are right, here, this is what I believe in. Alan can decide that we have mytho-poetic regions in our brain, and that's where the gods reside. He has free will. He's perfectly at liberty to believe that. But we're going to find out that each person, I think, is expected to have an opinion. That fence sitting will become the only truly abhorrent choice of the 21st century, as exemplified by France, as exemplified by Germany, as exemplified by Canada. You can't fence sit. You can't say, well, I did some of this, I did some of that. Yeah, choose.
But is it okay to say, all I know is that I don't know, and I hope there's a God, like you talked about, but do you hope that there's a God? Isn't that enough? Because we're ultimately in this body and we don't really know.
You have the right to choose that. I wouldn't.
There's also, I think it was St. Augustine said there's a special place reserved in hell for those who delve too deep into the mysteries.
Yes. I very much agree, particularly in terms of those who delve into the mysteries and don't take care of the basics, the feed the poor, pray, well, in my case, five times a day, but pray often, acknowledge God's preeminence and sovereignty, do good, don't do evil, don't sit there with your computer screen doing, you know,
anagrams out of the Torah that are predicting, you know, when Saddam Hussein is going to die. It's like, and then going out and getting tanked or, snorting cocaine or something and stealing money from orphans and going, this is it, I'm cracking the code. It's like, you may think you are, but I doubt that God would be too terribly impressed with somebody who is actively not doing good in the really basic stuff. And it's something I have to remind myself of constantly. Give lots of money to the poor, feed the poor. Try and keep your own life as modest as you can. Try to become less greedy. Try to do less bad things. Get rid of vices. Television, one of the biggest ones that I got rid of, that I just had this sudden sense of God going, one, good. I got 270 million of some of the best people I ever made, and they're passing their whole lives sitting in front of idiotic garbage like The Bachelorette and Survivor. And it's like, what a great joke, though. You know, it's like they're going to transform the world. They're going to transform Islam that has been, you know, kept in this pristine form from practically from the year 600. And they're going to do it watching TV, you know, in their spare time. We'll watch The Simpsons, and in the meantime, we'll purify Islam. And they'll do it. It'll be great. God loves jokes like that, I think.